Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
One of the programs making some noise after 2 weeks. You know, obviously, I know it's early in the season, but this is a team that has been impressive and doing some pretty good. Also winning a kickoff classic, Douglas High School in Parkland. And head coach Quentin Short is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And congratulations on a good start so far.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on.
Not a problem. Your program is always full of great stories and kids who certainly achieve and overachieve. And this year is no exception. You have a quarterback after the first 2 weeks that's the leading passer in the entire state. I mean, and I can tell you this, that's never been done by a Douglas quarterback before at any phase of the season. So that's a great starting point. Plus, you have a running game that's solid, an offensive line that's building, and a defense that's maturing. And you guys are starting to lay down another solid foundation.
Yeah, I had no idea about Ryan leading state until I saw you put that on Twitter today. So that was surprising. But he's had a great start to the season. And like I said, a lot of playmakers around him, and that offensive line is developing. And, you know, we're just trying to get better every week, man.
You have a program that obviously produced a lot of athletes. I mean, we look at the kid Gaynor, who starts for the University of Miami, that you coached and were part of his great Chris Gaynor, the entire Gaynor family. What a tremendous group. You've had the Khalil Herbert. You have so many kids that go to that school and excel. I mean, I think people are missing out, because I go to your game. I went to your kickoff classic, and the talent that you have is impressive. Talk about that and how you get all these kids. Because I know you use your local youth football program, which is really, really very good. And also you get some kids who, may play out of the area but live, not too far from the school. Talk about how you get all these kids on one page, because you're doing a great job.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize the number of kids that, that we have playing college football on all different levels. And, we've been blessed to have some great players. And the kids, they really work hard and just trying, everybody knows Douglas as a baseball school. And we're just really trying to put a foundation and put us on the map as far as football goes.
Yeah, no doubt. And, I know you look at your schedule in your district, and, you kind of take one game at a time. This week you have West Broward, I believe, and then the following week is a Douglas team that would be for the district lead. Talk about the team, how they've matured, because that's the one thing. Because, you see a lot of new faces on the roster. You see a lot of young kids. And it seems like what they've done in the spring and the summer has gotten them ready so far. Is there a magic secret, or is it just hard work and, keeping the kids together and letting them learn one another a lot better?
Yeah, I mean, this group really works hard. And I think everybody was in that same situation last year with COVID. We didn't have them. So, getting spring, having them together all summer, and just in the weight room and working out and, going through everything together, that's how you build your team. And that's how, we went to Kaiser camp this summer, the team camp, padded team camp, and that, stayed on campus. And, that was huge. I think that was one of the best things we did all summer long, is to, took about 40 kids up there, and we stayed in the dorms, and it was a 3-day camp, practicing three times a day, and just really got after it. And I think a lot of those guys got to know one another from that camp. But just like I said, not being able to do it in COVID, but having them together and able to build relationships with each other, and just them in situations where it's tough, and they work through everything, and then that's just been huge.
Yeah, and the competition at those events is pretty good too. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, these are, you know, when you work out together, it's everything's controlled. It's not so controlled there. You're not gonna, you know, tell the other team when to stop or blow a whistle if you don't like something that's happening. They're getting an opportunity, and you know, it's funny because I talked earlier this evening. You know, we were talking to Coach Eddie Delgado from Doral Academy, and he was with Berlin Jesuit, and they used to take advantage of those team camps, you know, during the summer. You know, FAU used to host them all the time, and now, obviously, Doug Socha's picked that up at Kaiser as well. How beneficial do you think? Because I think those things are enormous. They're like giving you extra practices, you know, to see what your kids could do. Talk about that advantage as well.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, you know, like I said, we had a JV program that only played one football game last year, and our varsity program played two. So, I mean, you know, we got more reps in that 3-day period at Kaiser than those kids that had got, you know, the entire season. So, that was huge, especially when you're trying to replace 15 starters from the previous year. So, you know, that was probably, like I said, that was probably the best thing we did all summer long was go up there and really get some kids some experience against, you know, great competition. I mean, you know,
right.
Treasure Coast was there. I mean, Atlantic, you had, you know, Deerfield came up during the evening. There were little teams that came up during the evening, but there were some quality football teams there, and we got to see a little bit of everything as far as, you know, from an offense and defensive standard, you know, point of view and different schemes and things like that. So I think it was really beneficial to our guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Quentin Short joining us, head coach at Douglas High School in Parkland. Coach, obviously the one thing that's at your school that I've always found is a support, administrative support. You get outstanding student support and parental support. That's for you. That's got to be a plus because those are things that you don't normally have to worry about. You know, I mean, during the course of the year, you have a booster club. You have a lot of people trying to help this program. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's great. We got a lot of people that work behind the scenes. Like you said, you mentioned the Booster Club. You know, they put in a lot of work. Administration's been great, and like you said, the students. Man, our two home games so far this year. It's been packed. It's been, you know, just a great atmosphere, and you know those guys love playing in front of those people. So it's been a great experience in my tenure there. And like I said, man, we're just really trying to build this thing and put us on the map and Broward and Florida for football.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, you know, having an opportunity to, you know, to see these kids develop, you know, is great as well. And you're doing an awesome job. And I just want to let everybody know, I mean, you guys are playing competitive football. I urge people who live in that area, get out and watch you play. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this this holiday evening, and we'll hook up with you really soon. I know there's a pretty good game I heard in a couple of weeks that we may be heading to that includes you.
All right, Larry, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, man. Always appreciate
Anytime.
Everything you do for the kids, too. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Quentin Short, the head coach at Douglas High School, joining us. And obviously, like I said, I mean, when you get in a situation where you know, a lot of people, you know, they're a baseball school. I mean, they're crazy baseball. I mean, state champions, they produce a lot of outstanding talent. Rizzo came out of the Douglas. So, yeah, I have a feeling, I mean, like I said, I looked at their schedule. I mean, they get Deerfield next week. But after that, I mean, they could. I mean, if everybody stays healthy, obviously, it's going to be, they could be finished 9-1 in the regular season. I mean, they have that type of program now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.